Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 at WIP. Great to be with you on this Friday morning from our brand new studio, 2400 Market. Great to be here at the headquarters, of course, of our company, Entercom, and off and rolling on a Friday in the winter. Not so cold out today. A little cold, but not as cold as some Fridays typically are in the wintertime. Here we are, of course, following a day where the Flyers lose. Sixers gear up for a game tonight versus the Chicago Bulls. We got, of course, NFL conference title games happening on Sunday and brand new digs around here, but same old show. At least we think it'll be, and certainly we'll talk to you about it all with you at 888-729-9494. Much to get into today. Again, at 888-729-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
In 1974, there was a day where there were 90 tornadoes in the U.S. in one day.
No way. 1974?
1974, year I was born. I feel like it's a whirlwind of a day already for both of us. And I showed up today to work in the most beautiful new studio imaginable.
Yes.
My only worry from the moment I walked in the door
would you be here on
was,
time?
Are we going to be, no, not that. Are we going to be like Rocky in Rocky 3 when his digs saw the major upgrade,
oh,
where he started smelling himself,
yep,
and feeling like, hey, you know what? Forget about the eye of the tiger. Don't even need it. But no, I'm fearful of that because this place is that fantastic.
Yeah, it's
like paradise.
Yeah, it is
here.
It is.
And I walked in the door to our production meeting, and there is my friend Joe.
I hope I'm your friend.
He brought it today.
Did I bring it today, South?
You brought it today, Joe DeCamera.
He's in a tux.
I am in a tux.
This is black tie now.
Come on, man.
I know we took a step up.
I told you all week we're around the big wigs here at Entercom. I mean, you got to thread up a little
bit.
But
you know that's
I knew Richie wasn't going to bring
it. I couldn't believe it when I saw you this morning.
I had to compensate on behalf of the show. Frankly, on behalf of the whole station. Because let's be real. I mean, people dress kind of like slobs around here.
No.
And John's the leader of the pack. So I thought I'd thread it up here a little bit. A little threads. So yeah, a little class, a little style.
So you wore a tux.
Like a legit
this is a
full tux, the shoes, the bow tie. Sure.
You know, we'll be in photographs with people today.
You know? Hey, you know.
So it's all good.
Wow.
It's all good. Hey, by the way, major shout out of thanks to all of the engineers that really, I mean, there's vision behind this, but then there's actual work in all seriousness that puts something like this together. All the people in construction, all the engineers, all the equipment. I mean, it's a whole major undertaking. And our hats are off to really, you know, the whole company and specifically the people that worked on the venture to get us over here. We really do appreciate it. Look, a lot to get into today. Again, at 888-729-9494. It is the dawn of a new era here on WIP. But again, as I said, conversation will be the same. And we'll talk as we do all the stuff we talk about. Flyers lose last night. Sixers back at it tonight versus Chicago Bulls. The playoffs and football will hit all that. And we'll do it all with you at 888-729-9494. There's also a major, and I mean major, scandal in Major League Baseball. And really, you know, the Astros cheating scandal and the Red Sox cheating scandal and on it goes. It really seems growing by the day. And, you know, almost exponential growth as a story. I mean, a couple of days ago when the commissioner's report came out, whatever day it was, Monday or Tuesday, I mean, it was a thing, there's no doubt. Broke right after John and I got off the air. But it wasn't something that really, for instance, seeped into our conversation here on WIP other than a mere mention that next day. And the reality is, you know, you had a situation then where you had the manager and general manager both suspended for a season. The Houston Astros in the uniforms of the Houston Astros dating back the last couple of years. So it has quickly become the biggest story, sports story in America by far, and really growing every day. And one thing we know about scandal, I mean, one thing we definitely know about scandal, the first day, the first week is never the most intense when it comes to a scandal. Whether it's steroids in baseball, whether it's Clinton Lewinsky, whether it's Watergate, A real true scandal always gets bigger, and this one is. So let's get into this today because it has become a major thing at 888-729-9494, all of which, you know, leads me to ask John, you, and James, and everyone at 888-729-9494, this cheating thing, this Astros thing, this baseball thing, this Red Sox thing. Remember, back-to-back teams won the World Series by way now, as we know, of cheating. This whole thing, cheating in sports, cheating in baseball, does it even matter? I mean, is it something that for many is a rile-up point, big, big disaster, or is it a smaller thing that you just come to understand and accept happens, and as a sports fan, you say, yeah, you know what, been there, done that, saw it before, we'll see it again, and I move to the next team, the next season, the next year, and on we go with life. John, does it matter? And I'm curious where everyone stands at 888-729-9494, because I do think it matters a lot. John, where do you stand on, as a player, as a sports commentator now, is this a real big deal,
you know,
or is it being overblown?
Well, it is a big deal, but it's also being overblown. And to me, the bottom line in sports is the best teams, the best coaches, the best players, they always push the envelope. They always try to look for little things, little way to find. And that is what I was taught to do. That's the way I prepared. That is what the Astros were doing.
It's clearly
in some
what they
ways.
Were doing.
And
it's clearly what
so
they were doing.
So I am, yes, I am conflicted to some degree because they cheated and it netted them a World Series. That's wrong, but they were doing probably what I would try to do.
If you had thought of it?
Try to get away with if I, well, in their case, it's clearly against the rules that they used electronics.
That's where this
and
takes
so
us in a whole different.
It
yeah,
is
it
flat
does.
Out cheating
yeah, it is.
And more obvious.
Yeah.
But let's not forget, the Phillies won a World Series stealing signals.
Yeah, some binoculars.
Yeah. So is it really that different? Can we really sit here on a high horse and say, how dare they compromise the integrity of the game? Everyone's been trying to do it. Everyone does it. Everyone doesn't get away with it. And so that's where I sit on this. I don't think it's the deal that it's being made.
And it is becoming a real – I mean, it's like a locomotive now. I mean, this is – just in the last 3 days, it's become it feels like a 15 times bigger story, and you wonder, where does it go a week from now? Where does it go a month from now? Look, we'll take everyone's reaction at 888-729-9494. I think it matters a lot. I think it's a big deal, and I think rightfully so it's a big deal. To me, it's a very big deal. Look, sports is – let's bring it back a level here. Let's just get down to the basics of what all this is. Sports is a competition between athletes. It's what it is. Forget the entertainment factor for a third-party observer. Sports at its very basic core is a competition between one athlete versus another or one team versus another. It's a competition between athletes. Wise people, thousands of years ago, the Romans, way prior to the Romans, determined the only way this whole thing could work, that it could be fair, is that if there's a judge, there's rules drawn up, and there's a judge on the field that administers the action that says, nope, that's fair, nope, that's not fair. And in modern times, of course, this all evolved into the judges are umps and referees and line judges and whatever you want to call them. And now, of course, in the last 100 years in sports, we have this thing called a commissioner, which is to oversee the whole thing, not on the field, but oversee the whole thing. We also have an interested public. So it's not just now when you talk about a league. It's not just the competition now between athlete and athlete, team and team. You have a vested, interested public, captivated by the athletic brilliance of these athletes and obviously motivated by regional loyalties, teams we root for. We root for the hometown team. And now, by the way, we got segments of the population and have for over 100 years that are paying members of the public, that pay for tickets, that pay for things that help substantiate the whole existence of the league and help put a lot of bucks in the pockets of the owners and the players. And by the way, now you have gambling involved that's not just illegal, you have legal gambling. So when I frame it all in that from that standpoint, that it's supposed to be, quote, fair, all right? Now you might laugh, but that's what it's supposed to be. To me, heck yeah, 888-729-9494, heck yeah, it's a big deal. Because when I look at it, what we have here is we have a team, and unfortunately we now know we have a number of teams, that cheated, and two of which did so by way of getting to and winning the World Series. You throw in the electronic component of it, which is different than the Phillies just with binoculars, which, to the best of my knowledge, was actually legal, but certainly against sort of the code. You got the Astros cheating their opponent, cheating the judge, deceiving the judge, deceiving the commissioner, and deceiving the fans. So yes, I think it's a very big deal. We'll see where everyone stands at 888-729-9494.
It's a very big
deal. It's a huge deal, John.
I mean, you can't
whole games, seasons, months, eras are now defined and tainted by the fact that we had back-to-back World Series winners
okay.
that cheated.
So, one of your favorite teams, a team that you cried over, the 93 Phils.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
Did they cheat?
Yes, and I would give you a yes. The technical answer is no, because it wasn't the performance-enhancing
the
thing wasn't on the books.
Baseball,
but yes, they did.
They were
yes, we know they did.
The front of the list of
yes,
groups of guys
yes, were.
That were augmenting their abilities, correct?
Yes.
Widely known.
Widely
and
known.
It is what it
How
is.
How many members, impossible for us to know, but certainly understood that there was a performance-enhancing component.
It's just, it comes with the territory. Competitors compete, and they're going to make dumb moves, dumb mistakes on the way to trying to win, because winning means everything. And, you know, it's
by the
just,
way, it's also
just
not
to
just
to be expected.
Yeah, it's
Joe.
Also not just, it is unfortunately to be expected, but it doesn't mean I like it and doesn't mean it's right. It's also, I've heard people say it's all about winning. It's not just all about winning. That's a huge part of it. But it is also about players gaining an advantage for themselves individually when it comes to contracts and it comes to sustaining their career and longevity and holding off the guy that might be a more talented player, but if I know what pitch is coming, I know it's a fastball, I know it's a curveball, I know it's a slider, there's an individual competitive advantage as well. The big thing that everyone's talking about is the team advantage, and that's true, but there is the individual advantage and how that can help, you know, a $20 million guy become a $30 million guy if you know what pitch is coming. Look, sure. I think it's a big deal. Look, we'll get into it today and really see where everyone stands. It's a conversation that has a lot of legs and a lot of directions. It's quite clearly not just a Houston Astros thing. I mean, if it was, then, you know, make of it what you will, and certainly we'll field those phone calls. But it really is a universal topic. It's the topic of cheating, one that does touch us when you think of the Eagles losing to the Patriots in the Super Bowl from 2004. But a team like the Phillies, again, it wasn't against the rules as there was nothing in baseball on the books at the time. But we know the Phillies had a competitive advantage in 93. I think we all understand that. We know binoculars were part of the Phillies thing last decade as they were slugging their way to a title. I mean, so where do you stand big picture on this? Cheating in sports to be understood as, yeah, it happens? Sure. But a big deal? I think so. You tell us where you stand. John doesn't agree with that. Look, 888-729-9494. We'll also go more inside all the other stories. Again, the Sixers tonight, Flyers coming off the loss last night with the third goalie. Phillies less than a month till spring training. And yes, the new Diggs, 2400 market. We're proud to be here. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie from the new headquarters at WIP, the Intercom studio. And of course, it's the Tasty Cake studio and the Intercom, our company. Proud to be here. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.